drugs, guns, steamy romance. It is not called El Cartel for nothing.
Pendientes, pendientes, que hay en una de estas casas, pilas.
El Cartel was one of Colombia's top-rated narco telenovelas, TV soap operas that romanticized the country's drug cartels. Most Colombians are not wrapped up in the drug trade or guerrilla warfare, but these shows are really popular. So much so that now the U.S. Department of Defense wants to put out their own novella to try to send a different kind of message. Last week, the U.S. Army said it's looking for someone who can write and produce 20 15-minute episodes for a radio soap opera. They want the scripts to encourage armed guerrilla groups in Colombia to put down their weapons. And they're hoping that radio, which can reach isolated areas, will encourage peace in remote places where violence can thrive. So if you've been longing for a chance to write that yarn about the notorious drug lord who wakes up one morning and sees the error of his ways, sharpen your pencils and brush up on your Spanish. Proposals are due June 5th. Mientras que aquí se dan bala, yo no sé nada, no soy soplón. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll hear from a quintessentially American city, Detroit. The city has a pretty tight budget these days, so tight that when a homeless person dies, the city sometimes waits more than a year to bury them. That story and the day's top news on NPR's Morning Edition. And you're listening to NPR News.